may have been Allison McCracken in her piece on Gracie E. Allen moving from radio to television. But when Gracie Allen and Burns and Allen were on TV, were on radio, both men and women identified with Gracie as the character, as the main character. And then when it moved to TV, they had the men would start identifying with George, who's just a much less interesting character than Gracie. So I think that there is something about the way that radio opens up identification positions and really lets us hear the world in different ways, imagine the world in different ways than TV. TV is great. I love TV. I watch so much TV. But I think that TV does foreclose these options that radio gives us.
Catherine Martin is a visiting assistant professor in media studies.
Hi, this is Karen Schomer, formerly of The Schomer Show. You're listening to WGXC Acra 90.7 FM.
WGXC's new Sunday morning schedule with the Reverend Kim Singletary and There's a Bright Side Somewhere every Sunday morning at 8 a.m. That's followed by the teens from Hudson talking about books they've read on Bound by Books after the local news at 9 a.m. And at 10 a.m., there's more teens. The Catskill kids from Clubhouse Radio are on at 10 a.m. with lots of music and talk on your community radio station, WGXC.org, 90.7 FM.
You have the already global networks. So my argument is very simple. The present media is too large and wasteful. From now on, we should think about the more smaller media to diverse our culture and community. I have different idea on airwave airway belongs to the every people, everybody, not to the states or a government. Okay, I will make the transmitter now.
WGXC underwriting support is provided in part by SunCommon, supporting vibrant communities across New York for 15 years, offering custom solar installations for homes, farms, and businesses. Information at suncommon.com.
Wavefarms WGXC is made possible in part by the generous ongoing support of Bella Jansons of Brooklyn, New York. WGXC's sustaining supporters are among the station's most dedicated listeners. They care deeply about creative community radio, and their investment helps to sustain WGXC as a public platform for information, experimentation, and engagement in Greene and Columbia counties. You too can become a sustaining supporter by going to wgxc.org/donate and designating an amount of your choosing. Thank you for your support.
You are tuned to 90.7 FM, WGXC. Grabbable, handleable, listener-fueled radio for Greene and Columbia counties.
Most radio shows don't come with a demonstration, but most radio shows aren't Radio Wonderland.
Greatest hits.
Right, so then I take more pieces of live radio, slice them, fit them into the groove, and then in a few minutes you get something like...
Back in LA, some restrictions apply.
It's radio made completely out of radio. I'm Joshua, but you just call me Radio Wonderland.
10:30 a.m. Saturday mornings till 11.
Some restrictions apply.
WGXC is made possible in part by the generous ongoing support of Nora E. Adelman of Athens, New York. Sustaining supporters are among the station's most dedicated listeners. They care deeply about creative community radio, and their investment helps to sustain WGXC as a public platform for information, experimentation, and engagement in Greene and Columbia counties. You, too, can become a WGXC sustaining supporter by investing in community radio every month. Go to wgxc.org and click donate. Thank you for your support.
WGXC believes in creative use of the airwaves. WGXC is a program division of the nonprofit arts organization Wave Farm, based in Acre, New York. We are the only station in the country to dedicate significant airtime to radio as an artistic medium. Tune in to transmission art and experimental sound programming overnight and on Saturdays, and hear artists from all over the world who sculpt and compose with the airwaves.
Wave Farm respectfully and humbly acknowledges the past, present, and future Indigenous peoples on whose ancestral lands Wave Farm and WGXC operate and broadcast. The Mohicans name themselves the people of the waters that are never still following their arrival along the Great Ebb Tide River, also known as the Hudson. The Mohicans stewarded this land over many generations and in dynamic communication and interaction with diverse Indigenous peoples, including the Haudenosaunee Mohawk and the Munsee Lenape. Mohican descendants today live in communities in Ontario, Wisconsin, and Oklahoma. For more information on Mohican history and the contemporary community of the Stockbridge-Munsee Band of Mohican Indians, please visit Mohican.com.
You are tuned to 90.7 FM, WGXC, hands-on, listener-supported radio for Greene and Columbia counties. Tonight, what heights we'll hit? On with the show.
Tonight, we'll take a look at the music industry and try to see what happened.
I don't know why you're looking for it.
Getting the record on the radio.
That's the title of the big tune.
Like this. Some promotion men from big record companies use a variety of illegal approaches to get radio play for their records.
Please, whatever job he takes, make sure it's something quiet.
Pop music is not just an ordinary business. With the listeners mean revenues. That best-selling record albums.
It's run by very organized people. Very organized. An amateur like you can't go up against professionals.
Good qualities. Ethics, you know.
Hey, come on. We are not serious.
There is no professional ethics.
Because huge amounts of money are at stake.
The question is, how far will they go to achieve their objective?
Getting the record on the radio. Play it again, and again. Fight hard to get their records on the air. Play it again, and again.
On the radio.
On the air. Tight playlist. On the air. Top 40. On the air. Top 30. Top 20. Or even fewer.
The record business is a business of big winners.
The story begins with a hit single and a hit album.
A vicious game.
Paying them anything, anybody at a radio station, to get a record play.
Run by very organized people. Very organized.
It isn't fair.
Drugs used to get a record played on the radio.
What?
Did you see that kind of thing?
Be bad. Be naughty. Say it.
Formula for success: getting the record on the radio. Play it again, and again. Fight hard to get their records on the air. Play it again, and again.
You understand that?
On the air. Tight playlist. On the air. Top 40. On the air. Top 30. Top 20.
Next day,
number one, baby.
You are crazy.
I can't, but I did.
It also brings us to the end of the first part. Whatever you do, stay tuned for part two because it's going to be more than exciting.
Turn on the radio.
But there's no evidence of that, you say. There must be other explanations.
You're in shock. Trust me.
You've got no right to say that.
You all know the rules.
You got a big one. And there are very few. But when you catch a hit, when you catch a big winner, the earnings are incredible.
Getting the record on the radio. Play it again, and again. Fight hard to get their records on the air. Play it again, and again.
Here again,
getting the record on the radio. Play it again, and again. Yeah. Fight hard to get their records on the air. Play it again.
The same thing over and over and over again.
On the air. Tight playlist. On the air. Top 40. On the air. Top 30. Top 20.
Congratulations.
I just killed your f***ing radio.
Normal programs will be interrupted to give later on the spot reports if they are received. Meanwhile, we go back to our scheduled program.
Next, we tune in the latest episode of the I Have Seen Niagara radio theater show from G. Lucas Crane and Rick Royer. The show airs Saturday mornings on the WGXC morning show between 9 and 10 a.m. and every early Wednesday night just after midnight.
Lemongrass.
Cumin,
allspice,
grains of grains,
Hermes
de la Provence, and of course, garam masala. Thank you all of you for joining me for another episode of Beyond the Behind. where we take a deep look into the past to find the future, and vice versa. At the end of last week's episode, I asked you to procure a vanilla bean, 3 Logan berries, and Montreal steak seasoning, which we have here. Now, if you have those at the ready, go ahead and add them to your mortar and pestle and give them a good joining, awakening the soul of the spice. And now, as you see the ghosts rise from the bowl, inhale. Our minds and our chakras are now open, ready to receive messages from the world beyond our studio, and our phone lines are always wide open, ready for your call. Ask me, pray tell, how has the implementation of last week's lesson gone for you? Is the world reforming itself before your eyes? I am Cilantro Mahoney, and I am ready for you. Oh, and there's our first caller. Hello, my angel. Tell us all about it. What's going on?
Hello? Is this really Cilantro?
Yes, in the flesh and on your TV screen.
I finally did it.
I'm so proud of you.
And my birthmark is still here?
Big deal.
But you promised.
My child,
You said that if I killed the person who hurt me in my past life, my birthmark would go away. That this hairy, throbbing mass, my giant congenital nevus that covers my nose and eyes, you said, here, I wrote it down, you said, I'm a ugly, beastly freak because my body remembers what happened to me before I was me.
The spice works in mysterious ways.
No mystery, I found them. All of them, in a series of interconnected school buses buried deep in the Cave of the Winds. And I saw tapes. I saw them doing to new kids what my dreams told me they did to me. Caged, hooked up to tentacled machines, harvesting their pain and their dreams. They put the pain into tchotchkes and dreams into squashes and sell them at the roadside stands at souvenir shops along with their pastel-colored honey. What have they done to those bees? Tourists don't understand the allure of these tchotchkes, but they'll buy. Even when they didn't think they bought them, they leave the shop and look down into their bag, and there they are staring back at them, mocking them. No returns.
So, let's talk about that birthmark.
I barely made it out alive. I burned it to the ground, or should I say, in the ground. Kids and all, no one should have to live with the kind of shit that was done to my past self. Killing everyone was better than letting one child suffer with memory.
But your birthmark persists. As we know, everyone, our bodies carry memories of past consciousnesses, of selves before we were who we are, from when we were who we were before we were us. These relics of our many existences manifest as birthmarks, and birthmarks are a living record. We are who is we are we, and vice versa. If we rid this plane of those who abused us in our past lives, these relics are whisked away like saffron in a sandstorm.
It's only gotten worse. My birthmark is growing. I lay down to sleep at night and I can feel the brown spreading. And with it, hairs bursting out of my skin like needles through leather. I'm more beast than human at this point. My hands are so dense with hair that I've somehow got fleas nested between my fingers. This birthmark is becoming mean. Soon it will crawl up my neck and down my throat. So damn itchy.
Have you considered that you could have been mistaken?
Have you?
Mayor, are you in there?
Is there a disturbance?
Mayor, we know you've been hiding out in this motel for weeks.
No, I... The mayor?
Are those jars of piss on the windowsill? Pissing in jars during a jar shortage. What an animal. Officer Tony, I'm going around back. Stay here in case the mayor makes an appearance.
Okay, Sarge.
I'm the mayor.
I sense a reckoning.
I'm the mayor.
A typhoon is coming for you. You are reckless. You are worthless. You are Lebet, birthmark or not. I hear the thoughts running through your little beast brain, and they are pitiful. Did you forget I know everything? I know who you are. I know what you have done. All politicians are animals.
I am the mayor.
You are nothing.
I'm the mayor.
If your name cannot be pronounced...
I'm the mayor with the unpronounceable name.
You should be pronounced dead.
I'm the mayor.
You are no one.
I'm the mayor.
You are no one.
I'm the mayor.
Hey, Sarge, you okay in there?
Get in here, Tony. You're gonna want to see this.
Oh, man.
Isn't this the beast you showed me a picture of? The one who diddled you at the circus as a kid.
That sure could be. Look, I loved that beast until I realized I was being taken advantage of.
Better call the coroner, or should we call a veterinarian? Radio's in the car. I'm going to sit here with the body. It has soft fur. Reminds me of a baby I once had a long, long time ago.
Well, sounds like we've lost our caller. If you'd like to resume our conversation, as always, just dial the number at the bottom of the screen. And a charge of $5.69 per minute will be added to your phone bill. Thank you, all of my children, for being loyal viewers of this program. We'll be back in a few minutes with today's lesson. Head to your kitchen now for some chicory and fenugreek to harness their psychic and digestive potentials. But first, a word from our wonderful sponsors.
This has been a presentation from the Psychic Network Niagara. Programming is made possible by our sponsors, Loganberry Fountain Drink, a great beverage for all living beings, and Omega Fuck Spices. For all your spice needs, try Omega Fuck brand. Featuring a full range of herbs and spices like oregano, paprika, and our most popular product, salt. Around midnight tonight, the Niagara County Coroner's Office will report that the body of the mayor with an unpronounceable name is missing. He will state that the chest freezer the body was stuffed in was blasted open from the inside, and that the steel bars in the morgue windows were bent open, and a trail of big, hairy footprints led all the way to City Hall. Tomorrow morning, everything will go back to normal, and you will not remember this episode. All government and administrative operations will function smoothly. Reports will go in, reports will go out, budgets will be considered, and fines will be levied or dismissed. The beast must live on. The beast is necessary. Without the beast, our city will spiral into chaos and despair. Viva la bête. This is the real lesson of the day. Throw the mutton chives. On the count of three, go.
For some reason or another, you sound a little taller on radio.
Here is an announcement I have been meaning to say for weeks now. This is a film series here in lovely downtown Craryville, New York, in Columbia County, right there on Route 23 at the old Random Harvest, which is now the new Random Harvest store spot right there on Route 23 in Craryville. So Random Harvest has teamed up with Mumbet's Freedom Farm. And they do a lot of really awesome cultural events. They have some dance parties there. They really try to hold community space up there on the second floor. And they're doing a film series called Four Elements. Four Elements. That's right. Water, Earth, Fire, and Air. The next film coming up is the theme of Earth. And the movie is The Seeds of Vandana Shiva. This film will be shown February 17th at Random Harvest on the theme of Earth. And then in March, on March 10th, on the theme of Fire, is the movie Gather. And then in April, on the 14th of April, on the theme of Air, is Queen of the Sun.
Most radio shows don't come with a demonstration. But most radio shows aren't Radio Wonderland. Right, so then I take more pieces of live radio, slice them, fit them into the groove. And then in a few minutes, you get something like...
In LA, some restrictions apply.
It's radio made completely out of radio. I'm Joshua, but you just call me Radio Wonderland.
10:30 a.m. Saturday mornings till 11.
Some restrictions apply.
Hi, this is Bria Barthel for Hudson Mohawk Magazine. Usually I talk about books or nonprofits in the area. This time I want to talk about an immediate pressing global need. We've all heard about the terrible earthquake in Turkey, and I'm here in Menands at a collection center where they are gathering clothing, medical supplies, and other goods to send to Turkey. My guest today is Zafer Ak. He usually runs two pizzerias, but he's taking three pizzerias, he's just corrected me, but he's taking time away from the pizzas to work with the collection and donation effort. Zafer, welcome to Hudson Mohawk Magazine.
Thank you. Glad to be here.
And can you tell us, just to start with, a little bit of the scope of the earthquake and how it's devastated Turkey?
I came from the earthquake site many years ago. Usually when this earthquake happens, between one or two states, this is affecting over 10, 15 states. And so wide, so big, and it's just beyond any imagination. Roads are destroyed, airports are destroyed, hospitals are destroyed, and government, you know, in disasters, as a government, as an organization, as a non-profit organization, you can only, you know, you can only do so many. You can only go one or two state, three state. This is in so many sites. It's huge.
And earlier when we were talking, you said that about half of the country is affected by this.
It's close to half of the country is affected. After World War I, this is one of the biggest disasters we are seeing.
And with over 50,000 people dead, millions displaced, and with all of the infrastructure gone, it seems like collecting items and getting them there is a critical now.
It is extremely critical, and there are a lot of volunteer organizations. As I was mentioning, there are three airline companies that volunteered. We are getting our list from our embassy daily, what needs, what is needed items urgently. So we are immediately packing. We have quite a few volunteers here and working days and nights. And we have a couple truckers that volunteered, and we are getting them those needed items as soon as possible. We are running around clock here.
And I want to, before we get into the items needed, I want to assure our listeners, as you said, that the items actually do have a path for getting to Turkey. Can you tell us a little bit about what happens if we bring, when we bring items to your collection site?
So one item comes in here, we are immediately packing them, and they'll be shipping tonight, and our truck will be leaving tomorrow and next week. So from here, we had to get it on time. So those airliners, embassy, working together. So it will be flying over to the where needed area, nearby area. And from there, it's going to go to the those who is in need.
And you said you're working closely with the Turkish embassy here in the United States. You said you're getting daily news from them about what's most needed?
Daily list that they are sending us, and we are working around those lists.
And, okay, now that we know that, indeed, the things we donate will do have a way to get there, what is it you most need?
The most needed item, winter boots. We need sleeping bags, medical supply. Those are extremely important. Wheelchairs, push carts.
And by push carts, he means the walkers.
Walkers, and, you know, like sometimes you have those, I'm not sure what you call people. You can just walkers. Yeah, exactly. Okay. Those are what we need. Any medical supply. There are lists that, you know, I can read it here. High priority items. Tents we need. Those tents. Sleeping bags. Winter coats. Heat packs. EKJ machines. Portable ultrasound machine. Portable propane heater. Abdomen. Surgery, instruction sets, generators, sleeping bags, blankets, winter clothes, and woman hygiene items.
Okay, so probably many of our listeners do not happen to have portable propane heaters or portable ultrasound machines, but certainly the other things they do. And you also mentioned a bit about the climate in Turkey, so it'd be good to emphasize that and why collecting here in the Northeast actually is good.
It is, and luckily, for us, luckily, so we can have those. It's Turkey where this earthquake happened. It's cold, extremely cold, snowing there. It's minus degree, just like upstate New York. And it's working out really well for us, you know, to collecting those items. If you were in Florida, where we find those winter boots, and, you know, so those are the items that we are in priority in our list. And we are trying to get them as quickly as that we can.
Okay, and again, it's the medical supplies, and that can be even things as simple as ice bags and splints and slings for the arms. And there are some other items on another list that you're looking at. It looks like the list that just came in. Tell us something about the other things you can use.
Battery-powered wheelchair, regular wheelchair, inhaler, air mattress, battery-powered flashlights, battery-powered headlights, large, small, gas-powered cement breaker, walker, power bank, heat packs. Those are the additional items that are extremely important.
And I assume that if you're saying battery-powered this isn't battery-powered that, that's as you can use batteries also.
Yes, that is correct, yes.
So as we think about earthquakes and buildings falling, you had made a point about the architecture and buildings approaches used in Turkey and why it was so devastated by the earthquake. Can you tell us, give us a sense for listeners who aren't familiar with it, what the architecture is like in Turkey and why everything collapsed?
So in Turkey in general, buildings are made from steel and cement. And you're talking about 15, 20 high-story buildings. When earthquake hits, compared to wood, they don't have much moving. So when this magnitude of earthquake happens, those buildings just collapse. And imagine 15, 20 story high buildings. You can almost walk up to it now. It's just sandwiched in like a hamburger. And people still in between those live waiting for help.
Unfortunately, the word I saw in the New York Times is that they're sort of moving from rescue, where they hope to save people, to recovery, to where they find bodies. But you said there was a hopeful sign of a baby that was found alive.
Yes, after 60 hours, little babies, a few days old, after 60 hours, covered snow, and it shocked everybody. You know, as a baby, they eat every 2-3 hours. And this was still life, and really give, you know, in this cold weather over there in here, it's just warmness in our heart.
And so we've talked about all the different things you can use and that you're collecting them and sending them on a truck down to the Turkish embassy to be shipped out to Turkey. Where do we bring donations and when can we bring donations?
So you can bring your donations between 12 and 5, 100 Broadway Menance, North Albany. So this anytime between 12 and 5, I think by next week we'll be stopping. So toward Friday, next Friday will be the end of the picking up time.
Okay, I think the poster says 1 to 5 rather than 12 to 5.
1 to 5. Yeah, we usually get here 12, but just to be safe, let's say 1 to 5. Yeah.
Okay. Is there anything else that you think would be helpful? Oh, tell us where 100 Broadway in Menance is.
So 100 Broadway, if you take 780, everyone familiar with 787, just take the Menance exit, and if behind the KFC, there is a huge World Community Awards building right up the road, by cross street from Subway, before Dunkin' Donuts, North Albany.
You are so gearing that description to Americans, telling us by KFC, Subway, and Dunkin' Donuts. It's in the large plaza, in the far back of the plaza, next to a dollar store, and it's just...
Mid-City Shopping Plaza. It's Mid-City Shopping Plaza. And there's a big sign, you can't miss it, with red flag. It says Turkey Earthquake Donation Center here. You can't miss it.
And again, that was Zafer Ak. This is Bria Barthel for Hudson Mohawk Magazine. Zafer, thank you for everything you're doing, and I hope that this broadcast helps get you donations.
Thank you. Thank you. Thank you. Thank you, everyone.
two, three, four, five, six, seven, eight, nine, ten.
Five.
Five. One, two, three, four, five, six, seven, eight, nine, ten. One, two, three, four, five, six, seven, eight, nine, ten. One, two, three, four, five, six, seven, eight, nine, ten.
Six. Six, six. Six.
Sometimes I remember the voice and sometimes I don't. Then again, I think. I just kept hoping that it was all a dream. That I would get up and get up once more, and it would all be a dream.
I just kept hoping that it was all a dream.
Šimo Nazilijos, didi majoritari vin mia.
Au, ta prosta, ra, martali, ra, biče, vala.
Alzo goi mi arari?
Tato mata mirek.
Christmas.
Mm-hmm.